把时间交给戴维里长老。
We'll give the time over to Elder David Lee.
好啊。Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早。
My sermon 2 months ago began a mini series titled "What Is Faith For?"
我两个月前的讲道开始了一个名为“信心为何”的短系列。
There are several reasons why I feel this topic is both very important and extremely challenging.
有几个原因让我觉得这个主题既是非常重要又具挑战性。
Number one, it is a neglected topic.
第一个是一个被忽略的题目。
Despite the existence of countless excellent works and sermons on the definition, nature, and cultivation of faith, yet almost none comprehensively addresses the purposes of faith, what faith is for.
尽管有无数的优秀的著作和讲道探讨了信心的定义、本质和培养，但几乎没有任何人全面地探讨过信心是为了什么，信心的目的何在。
Several well-known AI tools have confirmed the deficiency in this area, making this topic all the more important.
几个知名的人工智慧工具也证实了这个主题不足之处，使得这个题目显得更加重要。
Number two reason, faith is a deep mystery.
第二，信心是一个深奥的奥秘。
Faith is deep and difficult to grasp, not only for ordinary Christians, but also for professionals such as pastors and scholars.
信心是深奥且难以理解的，不仅对一般基督徒如此，对一些专业人士，比如牧师和圣经学者等也是如此。
Recently, a highly intelligent, seasoned pastor with exceptional analytical skill admitted the longer he has been a believer, the more he tried to understand faith, the more mysterious and unfathomable it seems.
最近有一位聪明过人、极其思考分析能力的资深牧师坦诚。他信主的年日越久，越是试图理解信心，信心就越显得神秘莫测。
So, if you think you already have faith and know what the Bible calls faith is, please think again.
所以，如果你认为自己已经有了信心，并且明白什么是圣经所说的信心，请再三思。
Let us watch a short video clip of what that pastor said about the faith.
让我们来观看一段短片，听听那位牧师怎么说的。
今天我跟大家分享的题目是信心与行为，这是一个老话题。可是信心的话题对我来说，不知道为什么愈久弥新。我信主的日子越久，经历的事情越多，我越对这个信字儿，耶稣强调的这个信或者叫信心，我越觉得神秘。我不是越研究它我越明白它，我是越研究它越不明白它。耶稣讲信讲到了登峰造极、匪夷所思的地步，最神的一句话，你们注意，在信的人凡事都能，在信的人凡事都能，各 如果说在神凡事都能是可以的，我能理解，在信的人也是凡事都能，你能理解为什么吗？这个信为什么这么重要？一切好处，一切特权，一切福气，有一个前提就是信。或者这么说，反过来讲，你如果有了信，你对神的信，你就有了一切。哎呀，好像这个信是我们整个信仰的钥匙，有了车钥匙你就可以开车了，有了门钥匙就可以进门了，有了钥匙就可以开锁了。所以今天我跟你们一起再重新进入到这个信的奥秘里头。那我跟大家讲什么叫信，为什么一个信人对神对耶稣的信会产生这么巨大的深刻的全面的效果益处祝福，这个信到底是怎么回事？什么叫信？什么叫信？希伯来书有一句话，信是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据，是吧？这句话说得很美，但是我们还是很难理解。我跟大家讲几个侧面或者反面的词，就是信不是什么，是信就不是什么。用这个排除法，我们可以看到这个信是什么。首先第一个字就是懂，靠信就不是靠懂。你如果想把事情弄懂，你弄懂越多，你信的是你自己越多，因为是你研究透的。信的意思就是说，你还不懂，你就信。你要想把神和神的旨意弄懂，这没有什么不对啊，我跟大家讲，这没有什么不好。弄懂神，弄懂神的旨意，是我们一生的追求渴望。但是你这样追求，这样渴望的结果，一定会发现神是弄不懂的。你弄懂了，他就不神了，你就神了。神是越弄他越神，你越想把他弄懂，他就越让你糊涂。如果像婴孩躺在母亲怀里吃奶，虽然那婴孩什么都不懂，他信，他靠，躺在母亲怀中。我们常常习惯性的自然而然的想把神跟神的旨意弄懂，但是要知道我们天生就是有限的人，天生就有限，到死都有限。东方人有限，西方人也有限，没有上过学的人，大老粗有限，上过学的得了博士学位的，研究 AI 的也有限，都有限。我们得救不是靠弄懂神，而是靠信神。在人生最关键的时刻，在人生最关键的问题上，信比懂要重要一万倍。比方说你被封在一个绝望的境地，这个时候你要想研究透搞懂你为什么被困在这儿，还没等你研究完你就死了。但是这个时候你用的是信，很多这样的见证啊，要死的时候靠着喊主啊救我，彼得在风浪上行走向耶稣，是吧，看着风浪太大就要掉下去，他喊了一句主啊救我，凭的是什么？凭的是信心。因为人不能救自己的时候，风浪要吞噬掉他的时候，他知道主可以救他。但是如果那个时候彼得不是靠信，是研究，为什么我突然掉下去了，为什么刚才我还没掉下去，我看着耶稣的时候，为什么我一看风浪就掉下去了，这个问题要研究的话，全世界所有的神学家研究三辈子也研究不透，为什么看耶稣不看风浪就不掉下去，而看风浪不看耶稣就掉下去，研究吧。彼得靠的不是研究，是主啊救我，信。这是第一啊。什么叫信？排除这个懂，就是不是弄懂。我不是说大家都不要弄懂，能懂多少懂多少，但是你别指望全懂。
That serves as a good introduction, right? Reason number three for going in this topic isFaith is more than a starting point.
第三点，信心不仅仅是个起点。
Most Christians assume that once they believe Jesus is the Son of God, who died for their sin and rose again, then everything, including their faith, is settled.
大多数基督徒认为，只要相信耶稣是神的儿子，为他们的罪而死并复活，一切包括他们的信心就都尘埃落定。
In truth, faith involves far more than that. It is a lifelong demanding journey.
但事实上，信心所包含的远不止于此，它是一条漫长而艰难的旅程。
We need to understand not only what faith is, how to grow in it, but also what is it for.
我们不仅需要明白信心是什么，如何成长，更需要明白信心究竟是为了什么。
My preaching 2 months ago suffered great setback due to several technical issues, AV equipment, computer, and software problems.
我2个月前的讲道受到若干技术问题，包括影音设备、电脑和软体问题，遭遇了重大的挫折。
This undoubtedly hindered how the message was received.
这 无疑影响了听众对信息的领受。
So today I will repeat some key points from the last sermon, not only to make sure you grasp them, but also to provide.A needed review after 2 months and maintain continuity.
因此，我今天会花一点时间重复上一篇的一些要点，不仅是为了确保大家能掌握这些重要的观点，也是为了在2个月后提供必要的回顾，并保持系列的连贯性。
In my previous sermon.I see a list of 11 purposes of faith as shown in the table below.
我在上次的讲道中分享了信仰的11个目的，如下表所示。
This is the table. Number one, spiritual perception.
第一个是属灵知觉。
Number two, connection with God.
第二，与神连结。
Number three, receiving from God.
第三，从神领受。
Number four, substantiating visions and promises of God.
第四，实现从神而来的意象和应许。
For time's sake, I'm not going to go through all 11 of them. You can go back and take a look at them.
我就不全读了。
We covered the first three purposes.
我们已经谈过前三项。
Which is spiritual perception.
第一个是属灵知觉。
Number two, connection with God.
第二是与神连结。
Number three, receiving from God.
第三是从神领受。
Today, I will briefly recap the key points of the third purpose and further elaborate on it. But today's focus is on the fourth purpose, substantiating vision.And promises from God.
今天我将简要的回顾第三个目的的重要，并进入阐述。今天的重点是第四个目的，实现来自神的意象与应许。
Okay, biblical faith is not superstition, not blind faith, and not self-confidence.
圣经说的信心不是迷信，不是盲信，不是自信。
The object of biblical faith is Jesus Christ, God Himself, not faith in faith.
圣经说的信心的对象是耶稣基督，神自己，不是相信信心。
Biblical faith is
圣经说的信心是
is a gift from God.
是神的礼物。
It's born from God's word.
源自神的话语。
It is initiated by God.
由神启发。
It is Christ-centered.
以基督为中心。
It is Spirit-empowered.
靠圣灵赋予能力。
It is Word-anchored.
以神的话语为根基。
And lastly, it is sustained by God's grace.
靠神的恩典保守。
Hebrews 11:1 is widely considered the biblical definition of faith, yet variations in translation can lead to different understanding of what faith is.
希伯来书十一章一节被广泛视为圣经对信心的定义，然而日本上的差异可能会导致对信心有不同的理解。
The New King James Version translated as, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen."
中文和合本的翻译是，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Regardless of the translation, faith deals with thingshoped for, which is future promises or vision not yet fulfilled, and deals with things not seen, which is present spiritual realities that cannot be observed with our physical eyesight.
无论采用哪一个译本，信心都是关乎所见之事，尚未成就的未来应许或未实现的意象。未见之事，目前无法用肉眼看见的属灵事物实相。
In other words, faith rests on God's promises, which are future hopes, and God's revelations, which are present unseen realities.
换言之，信心建立在神的应许、未来的盼望和神的启示。现在未见的事啊，实相之上。
For example, for future things, our redeemed bodies, a spotless church, a renewed world, or a vision from God.
举例来说，未来得赎的身体、毫无玷污的教会、更新的世界，或是神赐的意象。
For the present reality, which a physical eye cannot see, Christ exalted, believers forgiven, loved, and seated with Christ in the heavenly place.
现在基督已经被高举，信徒已经蒙赦免、蒙爱，并与基督一同坐在天上。
Faith is the spiritual faculty.That enable us to perceive those spiritual reality and to lay hold of those future hopes.
信心是一种属灵机能，使我们能看见这些属灵的真相、实相，并得着那些未来的盼望。
We will explain this in more detail later.
关于这方面，我们稍后会更。详细的说明。
Now, the first purpose of faith is for spiritual perception.
第一个目的，信心是为了产生属灵知觉。
What is spiritual perception?
什么是属灵知觉？
In the physical world, perception means organizing and interpreting sensory data to understand our environment.
在物质世界中，知觉是指组织并诠释感官资讯。以理解周遭环境。
For example, we need to go back. Sorry about that. Spiritual perception is the ability to recognize spiritual truth, realities, and divine directions beyond what our physical senses can detect.
属灵知觉是一种能辨识属灵真理、属灵实相和来自神的指引的能力， 超越我们五种肉体感官感官所能感知的范围。
It includes intuition, discernment, and sensitivity to the spiritual realm, enabling us to see the hidden essence behind everyday event.
它包括直觉、辨别力以及对属灵领域的敏感敏锐，使人能洞察日常事件背后的本质。
Faith sees.
信心的看见。
In the Chinese version of the Bible, the three words look, see, and behold appear a total of 17 times in Hebrew 11, indicating that faith and seeing are closely related.
在中文和合本圣经里，看、见、望这三个字在希伯来书第十一章一共出现17次，显示信心与看见是密切相关的。
For example, Moses by faith saw the Lord who is invisible.
例如摩西因着信，如同看见那不能看见的主。
Faith also foreknows.
信心的预知。
By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future.
以撒因着信就指着将来的事给雅各、以扫祝福。
By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave.Instructions about his bone.
约瑟因着信临终的时候提到以色列族将来要出埃及，并为自己的骸骨留下遗命。
God told prophet Isaiah, "These people be ever hearing, but never understanding; be ever seeing, but never perceiving."
神告诉先知以赛亚说，这百姓听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得。
This is spiritual dullness or insensitivity.
这就是灵里的不敏感。
Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that an unregenerate person is dead in sin.
以弗所书第二章告诉我们，一个未重生的人是死在罪恶过犯之中。
A dead man doesn't see.
一个死人是看不见的。
A dead man doesn't hear.
一个死人是听不到的。
A dead man cannot understand.
一个死人是不能明白的。
A dead man doesn't have the desire for what he needs.
一个死人对他所需要的食物没有欲望的。
But on the other hand, a newborn baby cries for milk immediately after birth.
相反的，一个新生婴孩出生后会立即哭着要吃奶。
So one must be born again or regenerated to have his spiritual senses restored.
人必须重生，得着新生，才能恢复其属灵的感官。
The second purpose of faith is for connection with God.
信心的第二个目的，信心是为了与神连结。
The Bible clearly tells us that faith is required when we approach God.
圣经清楚地告诉我们。我们必须要有信心才可以亲近神。
Hebrews 11:6 says, And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
希伯来书11:6告诉我们，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Hebrews 4:14 and 16 also tell us, therefore, let us hold firm to the faith we profess. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence.
希伯来书四章十四节、十六节告诉我们，所以我们应当持守我们所认定的信心，满怀信心地来到施恩的宝座前吧。
But there is a prerequisite to connection with God.
与神连接有一个先决的条件。
Consider Nicodemus, who realized Jesus as a teacher from God of higher status than himself.
尼哥底母为例，他认定耶稣是从神而来的老师，地位比他更高。
So Nicodemus came to Jesus in secret to learn the secret of Jesus' connection with God.
尼哥底母偷偷地来见耶稣，要知道耶稣与神连结的秘诀。
Jesus told Nicodemus, unless one is born again, a person cannot even see the kingdom of God, not to mention entering it to meet God.
耶稣对尼哥底母说，人若不重生，连神的国都看不见，更不用说能进去见神了。
So this tells us that the new birth is a prerequisite to connection with God.
这就告诉我们，重生是与神建立关系的先决条件。
There's another prerequisite to connection with God.
还有另外一个与神连接的一个先决条件。
Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
耶稣说，我是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Ephesians 2:18 further said, "For through Him, that is the Son Jesus, we have access to the Father by one Spirit."
以弗所书二章十八节进一步的说，因为透过他圣子耶稣，我们借着圣灵得以亲近圣父。
So to sum up, we need four things to be able to connect to God the Father.
总而言之，我们需要这四项才能与神建立关系。
Number one, we need to be regenerated.
第一个就是圣灵的重生。
Number two, we need faith to approach God.
第二就是凭着信心。
Number three, we need to go through Jesus.
第三是透过耶稣。
Number four, we need to be motivated and guided by the Spirit.
第四，靠圣灵带动。
But our emphasis here in this sermon is faith by faith in God. Our emphasis in this sermon is faith.
所以我们今天的信息，我们的重点就是要靠信心。凭着信心来到神面前。
Okay. Reason number three, the purpose number three for faith is for receiving from God.
信心的第三个目的，信心是为了从神领受。
As I mentioned earlier, there are three words, see, behold, and look, that appear a total of 70 times in Hebrews 11, indicating that seeing and faithAre closely related.
我刚才提到看、见、望这三个字，在希伯来书十一章里一共出现了十七次，显示看见与信心是有密切相关的。
I wonder if anybody has noticed another Chinese word, also appears 70 times in Hebrews 11.
不知道有没有人注意到希伯来书第十一章中。还有另外一个中文字也是出现了十七次。
And that word is duck, okay, receive or obtain.
那个字就是得。
This word receive, obtain, appear in these verses in Hebrew 11, in these verses 17 times.
得这个字也是在希伯来书第十一章出现了十一次的。
This indicated that faith is closely connected with receiving from God.
这表明信心是从神那里领受，是息息相关的。
Now, if you pay attention to my sermon title slides, especially this one.
如果说你有注意哈，这个这一个标题。
My title slides carry intentional meaning.
这一张的 slide 是有一个特殊的意义的。
This is from a famous quote from a theologian and pastor called Thomas Cranmer in the 19th century in Scotland.
这一张投影片的灵感是源于托马斯查尔莫斯的一句名言，他是十九世纪的一位著名的苏格兰神学家牧师。
What is in your mind when you see this picture?
你看见这个图画，你心里怎么想呢
？Okay, here's the clue. He said, "Faith is like a beggar holding out his hand." To receive alms without adding anything to it.
他说信心就像一个乞丐伸手领受施舍，并不加上任何东西。
Grace is a gift, not a wage. The beggar must reach out, which is faith. But he cannot boast that because he reached out his hand, all right, therefore,He has credit. His hand adds nothing to the alms he received.
礼物啊，恩典是一个礼物，不是一个报酬。乞丐必须伸出手，这就是信心。但他不能因为伸出手而归功于自己，因为他的手是没有为施舍增添什么的。
And even that reaching hand.Our saving faith is God's gift.
并且连他伸出他的手，那就是我们的信心，都是神所赐的。
This is what Ephesians 2:8 and Romans 10:17 tells us.
这就是以弗所书第二章第八节和罗马书第十章第十七节告诉我们的。
If you ask,What can faith receive from God?
你若问信心能从神那里领受什么？
Most people would name salvation, eternal life, health, joy, peace, and prosperity. Now, those are true, but the list is far longer than those.
大多数人会列举救恩。永生、健康、喜乐、平安和昌盛，这些都是真的，但这份清单远不止于此。
Have you thought of spiritual gifts, vision from God for your life, power and victory over temptations, sins and the evil one?
但你有没有想过属灵的恩赐从神而来，给你人生的意象？胜过试探，罪恶与恶者的能力与得胜呢
？How about faith to move mountains, which is to overcome obstacles that block you from the destination God has set for you？
移山的信心能力，就是那克服那阻拦你，使你无法达到神为你所定的目的地的那些障碍。
Most people never think of these gifts, and so most people never ask for them.
大多数人从未想过这些礼物，所以也从未求过。
The scripture gives us this simple diagnosis. you do not have because you do not ask.
圣经给了我们一个简单的诊断，你得不着是因为你们不求。雅各书四章二节。
God is not stingy, He is generous, but He waits for the beggar's hand to be opened.
神不吝惜，他是慷慨的，但他在等候乞丐的手张开。
You may imagine the tragedy of an unopened gift.
试想，想象未拆礼物丰富的悲剧。
Imagine standing before God one day and seeing many gifts He has long since prepared for you, wrapped and labeled with your name.
试想啊，想象一下，有一天你站在神面前，看见他早已为你预备、包装好，并写上你的名字的种种礼物。
Yet you have never asked for them, nor have you received them.
然而，你从未求过，也从未收过这些礼物。
Many people live in the midst of this tragedy, and will carry this regret with them into eternity forever.
许多人就活在这样的悲剧中，并将在永恒里永远的抱憾。
Well, there is an even greater tragedy, the tragedy of the unused gift.
还有一个更大的悲剧，未曾用过的礼物的悲剧。
This is a gift we did receive. We even acknowledge it and thank God for it.
这是我们曾经啊，我们承认已经领受了。并且为此感谢神。
But instead of putting it to use, we put it on display, collecting dust.
但我们却没有使用它，而是把它当作摆设，任其积满灰尘。
This is like the servant in Matthew 25, who was given one talent by his master and buried underground.
这就像马太福音第二十五章里的那位仆人，他从主人那里领受了1000两银子，却把它埋在地下。
He did not lose it. He just didn't use it.
他没有失去银子，只是没有使用银子。
God doesn't give gift for display.He gives them to be deployed for His glory.
神赐下礼物不是为了展示，而是要我们为他的荣耀去运用。
Throughout the ages, believers have always found excuses not to use the gifts God has given them to serve Him. The tragedy of unused gift is very real.This is precisely why God included the parable of the talents in Matthew 25.
自古以来，信徒总会找到借口，不运用神赐予的恩赐来侍奉他。未被使用的礼物之悲剧是非常真实的，这正是神将按才干受托的比喻。马太福音二十五章放在圣经中的原因。
Faith is not just about receiving a gift, it is also about making the most of that gift and putting it to good use.
信心不仅仅是领受礼物，更是要让礼物物尽其用，发挥作用。
Now we have come to the most difficult part of today's sermon, the fourth purpose of faith. Faith substantiates vision and promises from God. And I pray that you pay attention.
现在我们来到今天讲道中最艰难的一部分， 信心的目的第四点，信心是信心使来自神的意象和应许得以实现，请大家留意听。
I mentioned earlier that different translations of the Bible offer slightly different perspective on faith, as seen in Hebrews 11:1.
我稍久早提到不同的圣经译本对信心的诠释略有不同。这一点可以从希伯来书第十一章第一节中看见看出。
The New King James Version translates Hebrews 11:1 as "Faith is the substance of things hoped for."
中文和合本的翻译希伯来书十一章一节为信就是所望之事的实底。
However, in another English translation, J.N. Darby translate Hebrews 11:1 as "Now faith is the substantiating of things hoped for."
然而，在另外一个英文译本中，达比将希伯来书十一章一节翻译为“信就是所望之事的实话”。
What does substantiating mean? How is it different from substance?
实话的意思 是什么意思？它是实底啊，与实底有什么不同
？Substance is a noun. It is what faith is, the foundation under your hope.
实底是名词，它告诉我们信心是什么，是你盼望底下的根基。
Substantiating.It's a verb. It is what faith does, the work of making invisible things and things that have not yet come to pass appear real to you in the present moment.
实话是一个动词，它是信心所做的事，使那些看不见的事物和尚未实现之事，在当下对你而言显为真实的工作。
Faith does not just wait for the promise to become true. Faith makes it true to you now.
信心不只是等候应许实现，信心是现在让应许对你显为真实。
So, how did Abraham substantiate his hope?
亚伯拉罕如何实化他的盼望
？Abraham is actually Hebrews 11:1 in action.
亚伯拉罕正是希伯来书第十一章第一节的活生生的例证。
God promised him land and a son when he had neither of them. He and his wife's body were as good.As dead. And based on this fact, it is impossible.
神应许亚伯拉罕地与后裔，那时他两样都没有，他和他的妻子的身体如同已死。罗马书四章十九节，按这些事实看是不可能的。
How did Abraham's faith substantiate this hope?
亚伯拉罕的信心如何将盼望实化
？Number one, it starts with a word. God said.
信心始终于一句话，神说。
God called things that are not as though they were, just as in creation God speaks, and what was not is.
神是那位使无变有的神。罗马书四章十七节，正如创造一样，神说话，原本没有的就有了。
Abraham's faith had an object, the Creator's word, not positive thinking.
亚伯拉罕的信心有一个对象，不是正向思考，是一句创造主说的话。
Number two, Abraham's faith holds up against fact.
第二，亚伯拉罕的信心经得起事实的考验。
It says, he, in hope, against all hopelessness, believed, did not waver, but was strengthened in faith.
他在绝望之中仍怀抱希望的相信，总没有因不信而动摇，反倒因信得坚固。
Faith does not deny impossible facts. Rather, faith puts those facts under a higher fact. God said it, and it was done.
信心不是否认不可能的事实，而是把那些事实放在一个更高的事实之下。神已经说了，事就成了。
Abraham's faith is proven through time, even through failure.
他的信心经过时间，包括失败经历的考验，被证明出来了。
In Genesis 16, Abraham could not wait and tried to fulfill the promise by taking Hagar.As his cucumber, doing God's work in man's way.
在创世纪十六章，因为等不及了，亚伯拉罕透过夏甲去出成神的应许，用人的方法做神的工作。
Faith stumbled, but failure did not cancel the promise. The faithful God kept it.
信心纵然跌倒了，但失败没有废掉神的应许。信实的神仍然守诺言。
Romans 4:23-24 says,
罗马书四章二十三、二十四节说
，The word.It was credited to him, that is Abraham, were written not for Abraham alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead.
宣他为义的这句话，不单是为亚伯拉罕写的，也是为我们将来得算为义之人写的，就是我们这些信神使主耶稣从死里复活的人。
Galatians 3:29 further says, If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise.
加拉太书三章二十九节进一步的说，你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
So we believers in Christ are heirs of Abraham.
所以我们信基督的都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
If so, how do we claim the promises?God made to Abraham and his descendants.
既然是这样，我们如何才可以承受神应许给亚伯拉罕和他后裔的产业呢？
First, in the same way, by God's word.
第一，方式是相同的。
You find promises for those in Christ and let those promisesbecome your substance.
借着神的话语，在圣经里找到找给在基督里之人的应许，让它成为你的实底。
Then, not by effort, but by union, we inherit not by striving as Abraham did with Hagar, but we are, but through the fact that we are in Christ.
第二，不是靠努力，而是靠与主联合。我们承受产业，不是像亚伯拉罕靠夏甲那样努力争取，而是因为我们是在基督里。
That our promised land today is rest.
第三，我们今日的应许之地就是在主里的安息，不靠自己努力去得着。
The Israelites had the promise, but failed to enter the land because of unbelief. They were restless and kept striving in their flesh to achieve their goals.
以色列人在当日在旷野，虽然有应许，却因不信不能进入应许之地。他们一直是不停靠自己的肉体努力去达成目的。
Hebrews 4:10-11 says, "He who has entered his rest, that is God's rest, has ceased from his own work, just as God did from his."
希伯来书四章十节到十一节说，那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。
Let us, therefore, make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following the example of disobedience.
所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
Our promised land today is not a future prize to earn. It is a present place to enter, ceasing from our worry and self-effort, trusting in God.
我们的应许之地不是将来要去赚取的奖赏，而是一个现在就可以进入的境地，放下自己的忧虑和自我的争取，在安息里凡事信靠神。
So, may we follow Abraham's example by receiving and substantiating the promises and vision from God through faith.And perseverance.
愿我们效法亚伯拉罕，凭信心和忍耐承受，并实化从神而来的应许和意象。
We will end today's sermon with a song. This land is mine.
我们结束这个聚会是一同来听这首歌。这是上帝赐给我的牛奶与蜜之地。
God gave this land to me, this brave and ancient land to me. And when the morning sun reveals her hills and plains,Then I see a land where children can run free. So take my hand and walk this land with me and walk this lovely land just a man when you are by my side. With the help of God, I know I can be strong. When you are by my side, with the help of God, I know I can be strong to make this land our home. If
As we come to the end of today's sermon, let us summarize what it has taught us.
今天的信息来到尾声，让我们来总结一下从中获得的教训。
Faith is not passive waiting. It is open hands receiving God's gift and actively substantiating His promise by entering His rest.
信心不是被动的等待，而是伸出双手领受神的恩赐，并透过进入神的安息来实化他的应许。
So, how should we respond to today's message?
那么我们应该如何回应今天的信息呢？
First, ask for an open, the open gifts God has prepared for us.Stop relying on our own effort. By faith, substantiate the vision and promises God has given us.
第一，祈求并拆封神预备好给我们的礼物，停止靠自己的努力，凭信心实化神给我们的意象和应许。
Second, enter God's rest. Stop trying to fulfill God's promises.Full Hagar solution, that is the fleshly effort. Anchor our trust entirely in Christ and rest in His finished work.
第二，竭力进入神的安息，不要再试图用下假诗的方式、肉体的努力去成就神的应许，将信心完全锚定在基督里。安息在他已经完成的工作中。
Let's close with a word of prayer.
让我们以祷告来结束聚会。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
，Thank you for giving us so many precious gifts. Your only Son Jesus, Your Holy Spirit, Your Holy Word, and the gift of faith.
谢谢你赐给我们许多宝贵的礼物，你的独生子耶稣，你的圣灵，你的圣言，以及信心的恩赐。
Through these gifts, you give us access to your presence, your grace, and every good thing you have prepared for us.
透过这些礼物，你使我们得以亲近你，领受你的恩典。以及你为我们所预备的种种美好恩赐。
Grant us spiritual vision to see these gifts, heart to desire them, faith to substantiate them, and strength to use them, so that our lives may be enriched and your name glorified.
求你赐给我们属灵的眼光，去看见这些礼物，赐给我们渴望的心去寻求，赐给我们信心去实化，并赐给我们能力去运用，好让我们的生命得着丰富，使你的名得荣耀。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。